only $10, only at Lowe's.
In New England, the fall foliage season opened this weekend. Tourism officials in Vermont are trying to get the word out that most of the state's roads have been repaired following Tropical Storm Irene. Tourism Commissioner Megan Smith says, with so much undeveloped land, the fall is really special.
When I pulled into my home this evening, I saw burgundy, gold, green, beautiful bright red, and gorgeous orange, all just pulling into my little development that I live in.
Fall foliage season is a $300 million business in Vermont. They turned out by the thousands in Salt Lake City last night to send a message in an unusual and eye-catching way.
People dropped their pants in Salt Lake City and were in the streets for the Utah Undie Run. Organizer Nate Porter wants to see a change in society.
My goal is to change Utah, to make this state lighten up once and for all.
Lisa Jackson wanted to send a message.
This is all about peace, love, and supporting equal rights for LDS, non-LDS, gay, straight, doesn't matter.
Organizers say at least 3,000 showed up. They tried to set a world record. The previous record for the most people to run in underwear was 550. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Louisiana State University researchers will compare insects and spiders from areas hit by the BP oil spill to those in oil-free areas. They're trying to learn more about the oil's impact on the food chain. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Are rates going up? Are they going down? You know, no one really knows. But at Quicken Loans, we've got an amazing way to protect you from that uncertainty. It's our new Quicken Loans Rate Drop Advantage program. Simply close a loan with us, and then if rates drop within the next 7 years, you have the option to refinance, and we'll cover a majority of your closing fees. Call Quicken Loans now at *QL. That's a toll-free call from your mobile phone. Call *QL. That's *75.
Refinance subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Today, walking around the town, I did a little gambling. I stopped for some level only 1/10 of an inch. It's really amazing. I mean, it's staggering when I look out there. I see the boats moored. Oh, the lake is so large and so beautiful. But
how big did you say it was?
It's hard to these figures. Now, if the water evaporates from the lake every 24 hours, if it could be recovered, it would supply the daily requirements of a population of 3,500,000 people. That's a lot of water. Now, Lake Tahoe's water is 99% pure. The water is so clear that a 10-inch white dinner plate could be visible at 75 feet below the surface. And Lake Tahoe never freezes due to the constant mass movement of water from the bottom to the surface. Well, there you go. So that is a lot of info about Lake Tahoe, and that's what makes it so spectacular up here. It's not just a lake. It is a crystal clear, beautiful lake. Now, on today's show, it is, again, like I said, all about Lake Tahoe and the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, which is right here along the shores of Lake Tahoe. We have an eclectic lineup of guests that will tell us about the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, what's happening in the Lake Tahoe area, some insider tips on wine and food, and a little Coachella Valley information thrown in there in case you think I forgot about home, which, of course, I did not. Now, yesterday on KESQ, I was not there. I was here, of course, having a great time. I will return next Saturday at a new time around 8:40 a.m. with your look at Lake Tahoe and the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. So you get to see it next week, and you get to drool. It really, really is beautiful. I am in California. I am in South Lake Tahoe, which is probably 5 minutes from downtown. And the area is just beautiful, completely different than staying downtown. I mean, you're there, you're close, but you're not right there where all the hustle bustle is. And it's so easy to get to. You can walk down there or hop in the car just 5 minutes away. Now, let me describe my setting as we speak. And just think about this, and you will be able to visualize where I am. I am in my one-bedroom, two-bathroom suite here against the shore. And in fact, if you listen really hard, you might be able to hear them. So it is Yes, I am spoiled. What can I say? But you could be spoiled, too, when you stay at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, because you're going to get rooms like this. It really is amazing. Now, let's see. What's going on here? If you want free stuff all the time, make sure you join Club Francois. Details are on the website, travelingwithfrancois.com. Don't forget to listen online. In fact, I have us online in the other room so the guests can hear what's going on. And you just go to newstalk920.com or visit travelingwithfrancois.com. We are probably going to have a little trivia today, but not until later. Let's see, the winner of that trivia is going to win a $15 gift certificate to the Rio Azul Mexican Bar and Grill in Palm Springs. And remember, you can only win once a month, and one win per household, per family, and that includes the cats. All right. Now, what we are going to do, let's see, what else do we have going on? We are going to touch base a little bit about what's going on in the Coachella Valley before we have our first guest on, because I don't want to forget everything that we have going on there, because once we get started, we're not going to want to stop. The Get a Life Weekly Announcements is brought to you by Ambrosia Pet Deli, offering your pets only natural products located in Palm Desert. For more information, please call Ambrosia Pet Deli at 760-568-1177. Don't forget our Mystic Day Bazaar happening on October 16th. We are getting so much stuff. It's unbelievable. This is going to be a fantastic day. And this is at the Spa Resort Hotel Convention Center. Remember, Spa Resort Hotel Convention Center from 10 to 5. Oh, my gosh, we have new jewelry, we have a magician, we have readers, we have people calling left and right wanting to be part of this. It's free admission, but you do have to buy the stuff. And all the proceeds go to Helping People Here Again, a nonprofit 501c3 that I started. So I want to see everybody there on the 16th. Electric car distributors, when you're coming back into town, I see a lot of snowbirds coming in. Make sure that they take care of all your batteries, get all that set up. Desert Wake, they are open every day till the end of this month, and then in October it's just on weekends. You can go to the website for all the information. Remember, all the websites are on my travelingwithfrancois.com. The Palm Desert Aquatic Center is open all winter long. I want to say summer. Well, summer's over with, but all winter long. So make sure you go on over there. And also the Y has the fall child care programs going on as well. So give them a call. And the Palm Springs Unified School District is looking for volunteers. So check it out. They need people to do all sorts of things in business, public agenda, all sorts of positions here in relationship with the school and the students and things. So if you want to volunteer, Palm Springs Unified School District is the place for you. And the Kaiser Grill is now open, and it is spectacular. The Kaiser Grill in Palm Springs is now open. Totally remade, just gorgeous. The food's fantastic, so make sure you go on over there and check out the new Kaiser Grill. All right, well, we're... The kitchen is bringing
me out the door. Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mytysmile.com. Electric Car Distributors is proud to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 and the new Elegante LX. We also have great selection of Western Golf Cars and more, along with new Club Car and new Yamaha Golf Cars. Open 7 days a week with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For all your electric golf car needs, it's Electric Car Distributors. Experience a day of Mystic Readers, a fashion show by The Wardrobe, and shopping at below rock-bottom prices at the Mystic Day Bazaar, benefiting Helping People Here Again. The fun happens on October 16th from 10 to 5 at the Spa Resort Hotel Convention Center in Palm Springs. We'll be there to raise awareness for Helping People Here Again, the nonprofit organization that fits qualified applicants with hearing aids for free. We'll accept cash, check, or credit card. See you at the Mystic Day Bazaar. For more information, call 760- 760-776-1738 or visit helpingpeoplehereagain.org.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com. I'm one of those who said I never would, but after years of horse training, sailing, and golfing, Mother Nature has got the best of my skin. So I've decided to stop Mother Nature in her tracks with the help of Dr. Lombardo of Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Mirage. I searched for a year to find a doctor who listens to my needs and wants, then explains the process to me with no sales pitch, just compassion and professionalism. Call Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery today for all of your cosmetic surgery needs at 760-610-8990 or visit them on the web at LombardoCosmeticSurgery.com or on the homepage of TravelingWithFrancoise.com.
For most of us, change is hard. But if you're in business, you know that over time, change is necessary if you're going to survive and prosper. Consider your office furniture, for instance. What is it telling your clients or customers about you? In a world where perception is reality, that's a good question. We're Desert Business Interiors. We bring to the Coachella Valley over 25 years of experience in the office furniture industry, and there's no office furniture dealership in the area like us. Whether you want to find traditional office, or if you're looking for an exciting selection of clean, trendy, contemporary office furniture, Desert Business Interiors has it all. Not only does Desert Business Interiors carry all the finest manufacturers, but they can also help you design and space plan your office with their free design consultation. Whether you're looking for a new chair or complete office setup, our team will help you do it right, no matter the budget. Come see our showroom on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Desert Business Interiors. Because change is good.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hey, want to travel?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club in Lake Tahoe. Now, as live radio goes, we had a little last-minute switch-up. But that's okay, because we're going to cover that anyway afterwards. So with us right now is Carol Chaplin. She is from the Lake Tahoe Visitors Authority. Hi, Carol.
Hi, good morning.
Now, it's great to have you here on the show again.
Yeah, thank
you. Last time I saw you, it was snowing.
It was. Was it supposed to be snowing? It seems to me that it was not quite the season that we would expect snow.
It was a last-minute snowfall,
yeah.
or a spur-of-the-moment snowfall.
I think you might have brought on our really, really wonderfully long winter, Francois. I think that was helpful. So thank you for that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's all my fault. Everything's all my fault. All right. Okay. Now, Tahoe is a year-round destination. Your summer is winding down. But what makes the area so versatile?
Oh, well, you know what? We have a great summer here. And, of course, you know, for the hotter climates, the visitors that come from the hotter climates, it's a really refreshing change because, you know, our temperatures are 70s and 80s during the day. And, of course, we've got the big, beautiful lake. But in the fall, of course, we get some colors, kind of like the East Coast, which are beautiful. And so hiking is really, really wonderful right now. And, of course, out at Camp Richardson, there's a couple of events going on. There's the Oktoberfest, and then the Kokanee salmon are running in the Taylor Creek out there.
And I was wondering if that was coming out, because
yes.
I went last time I was here, and I've never seen the salmon spawn and do all that. I did go, and it was amazing.
Oh,
and the
is.
People there, really quite a crazy event.
Yeah, and then we have the Kokanee Salmon Run out near Fallen Leaf, which is a great couple of runs that go on. And actually, right now, speaking of runs, the Lake Tahoe Marathon and all the Marathon Week activities are going on. So September and October are really kind of quiet time, but just full of outdoor activities. And of course, kayaking is, I've just seen tons of kayakers, and paddle boarding has really taken off. So we have, you know, weekly races and just some great, you know, social activities around those water sports.
Well, the lake has been busy, and people have been swimming, and I did put my foot in there, and it wasn't that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Well, I come from 98 degrees, and we're used to pools that are 80 degrees, so
yeah,
it was
not
a little
quite
bit,
80 degrees.
Not quite, but beautiful, and I noticed a lot of beautiful, gorgeous motorcycles in town. I mean, this must be a pit stop on the way to somewhere.
There is.
Or are they just here for an event?
No, Street Vibrations is going on in Reno, and so there's a couple. Well, there's about 20 to 30,000 motorcycles that that travel there. So we are a kind of a pit stop for them, and you can see them taking advantage of some of the great restaurants and just doing a little bit of sightseeing around the lake, and, you know, taking those cruises.
Oh, yeah.
Half day.
Having a great time. You know, for them, they're having a great time doing all these things. For visitors like me, it's just so beautiful to look at these bikes of theirs. I mean, they truly are amazing. So you have a lot of things going on here in Lake Tahoe right now. And that's before the winter starts. And that's what makes, for me, Lake Tahoe so versatile, because you go from one to another. In the desert, we go from blazing heat, no one around, to then our full season. You can actually be full season all year round here.
Right.
Everybody adapts to.
Yeah. We love the outdoors activities, so we make them up. If we can't figure it out right away, we just want to be outside. So and for those people who like indoors, we still have, you know, the resort casinos and you know, some entertainment going on there, and then we also have Restaurant Week coming up, which is lake wide and Restaurant Week is involves about 30 or 40 restaurants around the lake. And you can have a prefix menu for $20, $30, or $40, so that's something to come up to, and so if you are indoor or outdoor, you can take advantage of that as well.
Well, yesterday I was telling my listeners earlier that I spent the whole day walking around town. I did go do a little gambling.
Good
I
for
did
you.
Some shopping.
Thank you for that.
I did, yeah. No, I did a little bit of everything. I was down by the marina. I have been all over. And restaurants, you have such a diverse amount of restaurants here. A lot of people, you know, they get the misconception that, okay, it's kind of a mountain town, maybe there won't be fine dining, maybe there won't be, but you have the locals cafe, you have the fine dining, you have everything up here in Lake Tahoe.
There's a lot of my personal favorites, and it depends on, you know, if I'm recommending something, it depends on just that. There's some great individually owned restaurants that we're very, very proud of, you know, family owned and operated. And then we also have some lakeside dining, which adds a special touch to your meal, to just be able to watch a sunset over the lake. And then we have a couple of the really fine dining establishments in the casinos that are really well known for some of their dishes and, of course, their views. So
there really is something for everyone. And I noticed that you had some huge weddings going on as well.
Wedding cap. Well, we're not maybe the wedding cap, but we do tend to do a lot of weddings, and we have a very robust wedding season, and of course people love to get married with the lake in the background or the mountains in the background, and it's really affordable. We're just, you know, it's pretty value packed.
Well, definitely, because there is a little bit of something for everybody. Of course, there's hiking for the hikers, there's bicycle trails for the and all the water sports.
Right. Yeah, and we have an avid, you know, road cycling recreation, you know, base. We just had Bike Big Blue last weekend, so there was 2,000 people riding around the lake. I mentioned paddle boarding, and mountain biking is big here. Well, walking along the beach is pretty big as well, so you don't have to be one of those extreme folks.
Or laying along the beach. And folks,
laying
we're talking to
beach.
Carol Chaplin. She is with the Lake Tahoe Visitors Authority, and you are the executive director, actually, of the Lake Tahoe Visitors Authority. Now, when people visit your website, bluelaketahoe.com, what are they going to find?
Well, actually, we're changing that, so they're going to find even more than they did before.
Okay.
Our new website will be shortened a little bit, and it'll be TahoeSouth.com.
Okay.
So you'll be able to go to TahoeSouth.com. We are launching a new website at the end of November, actually, and we will have we really focus on all the entertainment and recreation options that are here. We really feel that's our niche, if you will, as far as our destination goes, is the 24-hour activities mm-hmm. that you can take part in. And some of them are kind of quiet, and some of them are pretty extreme. So you can find information about entertainment. You can find your lodging options. You can find restaurants. We'll have a lot of input from bloggers and folks that actually are experts in their area. Lots of great images so that you can really see where you're going to, where you're planning your vacation to.
And you also have first-class golf up here. You hold the American Century Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, your week is, I've been up here during that week. It's another crazy packed week. A really fun, prestigious event. You have Edgewood and a few golf courses in the area that are just spectacular.
Right. We have Edgewood, and thanks for mentioning that. We actually did record attendance again this year, 41,000 people. Had some incredible athletes out there, as well as some great celebrities to watch.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit fun. You don't have to be an avid golfer to have a great time out there, and it's really affordable. And then Lake Tahoe Golf Course, we have a municipal course here, and then we have Tahoe Paradise, and then just down the hill in Carson City and in Reno, which is only 30 to 45 minutes, there's the Divine Nine and, and beyond. Mm-hmm. So if you are a golf fiend, you could do that 36 holes, and or you could do like four courses in a day or whatever you want to do if you were crazy enough. But
it's so spectacular, and I you're playing along the lake, and really is the beautiful golfing up here.
Yeah,
now, we got crazy golfers in the desert. Definitely.
Yeah, I know. You know about those people, don't you?
Definitely diehard golfers here. They come up here, they're going to try to play them all. So if they go to the website TahoeSouth.com, which that is up now.
Well, we have Tahoe South as a URL that we're starting to use, but and it is up right now.
Okay.
But it's not the It's
not where you want it yet, but it's
not where it's wanted. So visit us now and visit us in a month and see what the difference is. But definitely all the information that you need about the destination and where to find lodging, like Tahoe Beach and Ski is a great place right on the beach and really close to the ski resort as well.
Okay, but they still can go to BlueLake.com and find
absolutely.
Out. So anywhere, they're going to find you on the web. Just if you Google Lake Tahoe, we're going to find you anyway. But everything, Carol, thank you so much for being with us. And why don't you wrap it up for my listeners who maybe have never been. And actually, I talked to someone yesterday who has never been to Lake Tahoe.
It's amazing that you find those people. But
unbelievable. What would you like to say to them?
Well, I think it's a must. It's a bucket list. It's a bucket list item. You got to come here and take advantage of all the things that we have to offer, and you find some great deals on lodging and you just don't have enough hours in the day to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So it begs, at least if it's not your first trip, it begs a second trip. But for those first timers, there's nothing like it. And you've never seen anything like this lake. So.
Okay. Carol, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure seeing you again. Hopefully it won't be any snow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's coming.
Thank you. All right. Okay, folks. What we're going to do is we're going to have a trivia question. And Valley's going to take it's a true or false, actually. 760-320-8255. That's 760-320-8255, or toll free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And the first correct answer is going to win a $15 gift certificate to Rio Azul Mexican Bar and Grill. But I am not going to put you on the air today. Not today. We have so much going on. So when we come back, Steve Williams now is going to be with us. He is the president of the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. You're going to find out more about this spectacular place where I am sitting here looking at my private beach. Well, actually not mine, but I can imagine that it is. With the picnic tables, barbecues, the lake lapping against the shore, the huge pine trees, all of it right here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, and of course Lake Tahoe. You are listening to Traveling with Francois, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs. We'll be right back.
I used to rule the world, Caesar rising.
Whether you are meeting people on a professional level or friends just getting together, the first thing we notice is someone's hair. For me, it's all about low maintenance but with style and pizzazz. That's where my stylist, Patrick of Patrick Marchinson Hair Design, comes in. Patrick creates the right look for me with cut, color, and styling, so my hair looks its best even on my casual days. Let Patrick work his magic on your hair at Patrick Marchinson Hair Design in the spa at the JW Marriott Desert Springs Resort in Palm Desert. Call now to schedule an appointment at 760-862-1675 or visit Patrick on the web at pmhair.com. That's pmhair.com.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
We know you want your child to be their absolute best and have fun learning to be their best. The Family YMCA of the Desert wants that too, which is why they offer affordable child care of the highest quality year-round throughout the valley. Know your child is with someone you trust and rest assured that they are learning, growing, and maximizing their potential every single day. Please call the YMCA at 760-341-9622. That's 341-9622 for more information and to give your child all the tools needed to be a success. The YMCA, building strong children, families, and communities.
The Palm Springs Desert Resort Communities Convention and Visitors Authority, known as the CVA, is the official marketing and tourism agency for the Coachella Valley. You have the opportunity to participate in our national and global sales and marketing efforts to increase your business. We exclusively promote our member businesses in the official publications, visitors guides, and the destination's official website. CVA membership builds success. For CVA benefits, please contact us at 760-770-9000 or online at palmspringsusa.com. This is your CVA.
It's here. It's now. It's wow. Desert Wake, the first cable wakeboarding park in Southern California. Fun for the entire family. Experience cable wakeboarding, kayaking, swimming, or tubing on a tranquil lake in a relaxed ranch setting. Beginners welcome. Desert Wake has all the gear you'll need. Just bring your suit. Only 15 minutes from La Quinta. Learn more by visiting Desert Wake on the web at desertwakeinfo.com. That's desertwakeinfo.com. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. I am coming to you live from the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club in South Lake Tahoe. I am on the California side, and it's really beautiful down here. I'm having a great time, and I usually thought I needed to be near the casinos or right on top of them, but I'm loving it down here. I'm far enough away to where I'm doing more things than worrying about gambling and hanging around right there. I've seen a lot more things and been out cruising around and having a great time. And with us right now is Steve Williams, the president of the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. Hi, Steve.
Forgot to give the winner.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
Oh, well, this is a beautiful, beautiful property. And I hear that you are the real traveler, that we could talk about your travels forever.
Yeah, my wife and I pretty much travel the world. When I was younger, my father was a career military officer, and so I spent about half my life overseas. I lived 3 years in Germany, 3 years in Japan, and then later on, I think probably been to 36 countries,
wow,
either living or visiting. in the past 30 years.
Well, we could make that a whole entire show in itself on traveling with Francoise, but it's a pleasure having you here. But today we're here to talk about the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. And now, first of all, I said you were the president of an HOA. So why does this beautiful resort, hotel, accommodations need a president?
Well, first of all, we have 7,140 owners of the timeshare intervals here at Tahoe Beach and Ski. And we have an elected board. There are five members elected by the Homeowners Association. And we pretty much ensure that the owner's interests are preserved and that the value of our investment is maintained. And so the board, the five members of the board, in turn elect the officers, and I've been serving as the president for the past 5 years.
And this is something I wanted to bring up. I haven't been able to bring it up on another show because I haven't had anybody with the experience that you have as being and part of the timeshare. People don't realize that many, many properties are timeshares. I mean, they really don't. They go to them. You can walk in here to the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club like a hotel, get a room. And the accommodations, what they're missing out on, your accommodations here are so versatile and fantastic.
Well, I think we try to have a price range that meets the needs of both our owners and also the public who might walk into the front desk, as you said, or who exchange in from other resorts, because that's an opportunity that people have. We have the studio apartments, which are for two people, going up to a two-bedroom unit, which can hold six. And we also have some units with full kitchens and other units that have just, you know, partial kitchens. So there's that price range, depending on how much you want to spend to stay a night or spend a week, that we try to meet the needs of everyone. So yes, it's like a hotel in that extent, but we also have a lot more room variety than most hotels do.
Well, room and amenities, and in the second hour, we're going to talk to Tamara Hollingsworth, the general manager here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, and we're going to break it down to all that you have to offer people. But I just want people to get away from that myth. If they call up or if they see online that it's a timeshare, that is not a bad thing, because your accommodations really are more than what they're going to get many times at a hotel.
Right. I think that timeshares, you know, are worldwide, and some of them are specifically built to be timeshare resorts. Others are, and as in our case, this used to be a motel a long time ago, and it's a 144-unit motel. It's the only one located on the beach at Lake Tahoe, and it was converted to timeshares back in 1984. And so ever since then, it's been dedicated property just for timeshares. So we have some features that hotels don't have because of that. There are other hotels that do things that we can't do. Like, we do not have a full-service restaurant on site.
Well, but for me, that's fine, because it just makes you get out and go and experience all the restaurants around town. But you do have the little mini kitchens and things. So if people, I don't know why, but if they would want to cook, it's not something I want to do, but if they would want to, or bring a few little goodies in and just relax on the balconies, because I have a beautiful balcony, and yesterday I sat out there for a couple hours and just enjoyed the view. So they might not want to leave, have a little wine and cheese on the balcony. But there's so much here to offer, and the property really is a beautiful property. Now, history-wise, you said how long has these buildings been here?
Well, the buildings themselves go back into the 60s, but they were renovated and they were converted to timeshare use in 1983 and 84. And so we just started the first year. We just finished the first year of a five-year renovation.
Uh-huh.
So most of the units are being renovated with granite countertops, for example, many new fixtures, and this would be a significant upgrade.
Well, the rooms are beautiful. Like I said, I don't want to give too much away, because we're going to talk about more about that in the second hour. But the rooms here are beautiful, and the property is on 7 acres, very large piece of property, very versatile. And I like all what you have to offer to your guests. Now, ski season is right around the corner.
Yes.
And we are right here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. How close are we to the slopes here?
We're 2 miles away.
Yeah.
We're at the base of Ski Run Boulevard, you know, where it meets the lake.
Mm-hmm.
If you take Ski Run Boulevard straight up the hill, you run into Heavenly Valley.
Yeah. Which you can't beat that, folks. I mean, you really cannot beat here. And we're walking distance from the pier, walking distance from some restaurants. Really a fantastic. You guys have a fabulous location here. Let me tell you, this is spectacular with your beach and whatnot and the views that you have here. Now, it is a non-smoking property.
Correct.
But you do have little smoking areas, though. You didn't leave the smokers out.
No, we have two areas designated outside that are sheltered for smokers.
All right. And, folks, again, we're talking to Steve Williams, who is a travel guru. I don't, we can talk about his traveling experience. But right now he is the president here of the HOA for the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. What brings you to Tahoe?
Well, my family moved to California in 1959, and I was a skier as a teenager. And so I came up to the lake frequently, North Shore and also South Shore. And then later, I got involved with the Far West Ski Association and was a competitive skier and later a ski instructor. So I've always enjoyed the lake. And now I've been married for 25 years, and my wife and I love both the summertime, the spring and the fall, and the winter. And it's just, you know, whatever time of the year you come up here to Lake Tahoe, it seems there's something unique for everyone.
There is definitely something unique. Now, I'm kind of curious, do you have your own special room when you come and stay here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club that you try to book that in advance?
No, my wife and I own two units here. We have a studio unit, and we have a one-bedroom townhouse unit. And so we don't have a special room. When you have a timeshare, it's first come, first serve. So everyone who owns here can make a reservation 2 years in advance for a specific week, and then the unit number is assigned to you by the staff. And same thing with if you put your timeshare unit into an exchange program such as RCI or any of the other exchange programs, you then come in as a guest from outside into one of our units.
Okay, and this property is with Vacation Resorts International, which you also have properties in the desert as well.
Well, the Vacation Resorts International is one of the exchange clubs. They they own over 900 of our 7,140 units.
Wow.
There's other also several other exchange clubs,
I see.
Such as Diamond Resorts and Sunterra, that also own a block of units.
So now I'm going to the website, and I'm reading all about Lake Tahoe, and I'm reading about the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, and I don't own a timeshare, but I want to come up here. I definitely want to stay here. I can pick up the phone and make a reservation, right?
Well, the easiest way to do it would be to go online and go to our website for the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, and that will give you the phone numbers and also the internet contact information to make the reservation. You can also just walk in the front desk, and if we have units available, you would be able to make a reservation, you know, at the front desk for either a day, 2 days, or a week.
Okay.
Or longer.
So it's pretty simple. And and all our a lot of the desert rats down there, that we call them, try to get away for the summer. So this is a perfect, easy drive. I took 395. I love that drive. It is just gorgeous up here. Come over the back way. There is a little road construction. I was going to ask Carol about that happening on the people coming in from 50. And that's going on for how long? Just so if people coming up here, they might want to avoid going that way.
Well, you should probably talk to Tamara about the road construction. I came in from Sacramento 2 days ago on Highway 50, and there were no delays at all
coming in.
So I think it depends on which way you come in and where the road construction's occurring.
Okay.
Tamara, when you talk to her, she can give you the schedule.
Just want to give everybody a heads up, because I don't want them to say, Francois didn't tell us about that when we're all the way up. But they're doing a great job. I think they're making it a little wider, a little easier, because you have a lot of visitors year-round here. So,
well, if you came up 395, you'll come up through Nevada, and there's absolutely no problem there with road construction. You'll come up Kingsbury Brigade or up through Carson City and come up Highway 50 that way.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's almost so breathtaking, the drive. I have to pay attention to the road because it is gorgeous. Okay, now, favorite restaurants. Do you have any favorite restaurants here in Lake Tahoe?
Yes, I do.
Give us a few.
Okay. I think it depends on, you know, first of all, what your taste is. The favorite breakfast place that my wife and I go to is called Heidi's, and it's just two blocks away from Tahoe Beach and Ski, and it's only open for breakfast and lunch, and this morning I was there, and I had the raspberry crepes.
Those are the best.
Yeah, and that was excellent. If you like Italian, our favorite Italian restaurant is called Scusa. It's apostrophe S-C-U-S-A, and it's on Ski Run Boulevard, and it has wonderful, wonderful Italian food. It just all depends on what you want. If you like steak, I like going to Ed Wood Country Club, which is also on the water, and you know, have their steaks. So there's many. When people ask me, where should you recommend we go to eat? I say, what do you like to eat? If you like fresh fish, I say go to the Fresh Catch. K-E-T-C-H. So it all depends on what you like. Thai food, we have an orchid restaurant, it's called, that's wonderful for Thai.
Well, see, and that's another thing that people that have never been up here, they don't realize. Again, they think of small mountain town. And I'm looking outside right now at the beach, and actually the geese, for the Canadian geese, have decided to stop here. And Lake Tahoe, they're not using your private beach here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, but they are out there along the beach, which is kind of funny because they're heading their way down to the desert now. So this is a pit stop even for the Canadian geese on their way down to the desert. So, okay, and Steve Williams, again, the president of the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, HOH here, and also a frequent guest here, and visitors of Lake Tahoe. So, to someone who has never been to the area, because again, I'm just shocked, the Californians that have never been up here, what would you like to say to them?
I think that it's like going to Yosemite. It's something that you have to experience, and particularly if you're from out of the area, once you experience it, you want to come back. Now, one advantage of coming into Lake Tahoe is that there's so much to do here. When you go to Yosemite, you know it's breathtaking scenery, and if you're camping, you're camping. But when you're up here at Lake Tahoe, whatever you want to do, there's something in the area that you can do, whether it's a winter sport, a summer sport. If you're a golfer, there's mm-hmm. wonderful golf courses yeah. in the area. Kayaking. My wife's a kayaker, so we go uh-huh. out on the lake. Walking, hiking, picnicking. This is a great place to pack a picnic lunch and go to one of the isolated beaches away from our resort where you'll be probably the only one on the beach.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of beach, there's a whole lake round like beaches. I mean, there are a lot of beaches in this area, and people think of lakes sometimes, they don't always think of beaches, but they're beautiful, spectaculars. But the best one I found so far is right here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club.
Well, that's nice. Thank you very much.
Steve, thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Principal.
Okay. Are you going home today?
I am.
Oh, well, there you go. Darn. Thanks again.
Okay, my pleasure.
And love to have you on the air sometime to talk about some of your travels.
Okay.
All right.
We're heading to Spain next week.
Oh, my gosh. There he goes. He's showing up traveling with Francois. I don't know. Out of here, Steve. Yeah. That's fantastic. You never know, folks, who you're going to meet in these wonderful places that I visit. I'm looking in front of me. I have brochures for the cruises on the lake. Now, I was down at the pier yesterday, and you can rent a boat, you can rent jet skis, you can rent kayaks, you can rent anything that you can imagine here in Lake Tahoe. So, and you can fish. Fishing is huge up here. I have a stat somewhere. Where is that? Oh, the largest fish ever caught in Lake Tahoe was a Mackinac Lake trout, weighed 37 pounds and 6 ounces. Okay, does that kind of tickle your fancy, you fishermen out there? Yeah. Also, golf. There's lots of golf up here. Edgewood is a spectacular golf course. I have played Edgewood. It is gorgeous. And in Carson Valley and surrounding areas, there are golf courses. And here's something I picked up. Tahoe Photographic Tours. So for you budding photographers out there, they actually have set up a tour for you to go out, and they will point out the places that you might want to take photographs. And I'm looking at some of the places that they point out here. Beautiful, beautiful spots. I mean, everywhere you look, it's a beautiful spot. So, but they're going to take you to the best secret spots to take photographs. So for all you people, and don't forget the camera. You must camera, comfortable shoes, swimwear, bring it all up here. Now, before I forget, we did have a winner for the trivia. And the question was, Lake Tahoe is the highest lake of its size in the United States? And the answer is true. And that winner is Craig Alexander in Indio. So, congratulations, Craig. Yeah, all right. So we did have one.
Congratulations, Craig.
We do have another little goodie I have for you in a minute. But let's get back to what's going on here in Lake Tahoe. So fishing, boating, cruising. They have the duck boats up here. The duck boat rides. They have everything that you can imagine you might want to do. And what I do like, too, is very child-friendly, very kid-friendly up here. So don't feel it's just for adults doing, you know, their gambling and partying and all that sort of stuff. Very, very children-friendly. Even here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, they have an area set up like a little playground for the kids. The kids have been having a ball. In the pool, they've been having a ball. I mean, a ping-pong table right below me. I want to go challenge somebody. I haven't had a chance to do that yet, but ping pong's always fun. So there's a lot of things to do here right on property at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club that you might not even want to leave. And you don't have to if you don't want to, because you have that little kitchenette and stuff going on for you. So it is a fabulous place, and we're going to find out a little bit more about everything going on in Tahoe, a wine boutique, a wine store. Looks beautiful. I was in there yesterday, a restaurant that I ate at. We're going to find out about that, and we're going to find out specifics about the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. But right now, I want to cover what's going on at home so you don't think I forgot about it. I'm switching back and forth here in that first hour like we do just a little bit. The Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by Post and Ship, handling all of your large and small shipping needs and located in Rancho Mirage. For more information, please call Post and Ship at 760-346-7800. That's 760-346-7800 or on the web at postandship.com. Post and Ship, it's that simple. And remember, they have that new fingerprinting machine. If you need your fingerprints, I was in there the other day, and I didn't get my fingerprints, but I did get my passport picture. I did send that in. Whew. Wow, I finally got that done. I was embarrassed to even say that I didn't do it. So everything's all set. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go traveling. Steve's going to Spain, so I don't know. I'm going to have to go somewhere out of the country again. I haven't been out of the country in a while, so have that all taken care of. Now, this Sunday Get a Life Weekly Prized Events is brought to you by the Pet Hotel at Barkingham Palace in Palm Desert. From daycare to extended stay, grooming, training, and exercise areas for your pets, the Pet Hotel in Barkingham Palace does it all for your furry friend. For more information, please call 760-537-1172. That's 760-537-1172. Now, there is a fundraiser. It's a bowling fundraiser for Benzo and Family Health and Support Agency. That's next Saturday, October 1st, from 1 to 3, and that's at Palm Springs Lanes, and it's $20 for adults and $15 for kids. So you might want to head on out there and participate in that. And don't forget, we have our big fundraiser on the 16th of October. And don't forget the Borrego Springs, the festival days happening out there. I will be emceeing the parade and some of the parties. And I tell you, they're getting lots and lots of publicity. Huge event. Make your reservations at the Borrego Springs Resort now. But that is October 21st and 23rd for the 46th annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. So don't miss that. Now, here's something that we haven't given away in a long time. This is two concert tickets to the Big Band Blues. This is in Old Town Temecula. It's at the Old Town Temecula Theater. This is an afternoon of blues and jazz. It's October 7th at 2 o'clock. And I have two tickets for that. So Valerie's going to take the first caller at 760-320-8255. Or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And that is Big Band Blues, October 2nd, 2 p.m. It's Big Band All-Stars at Old Town Temecula Theater. Folks, this is in Temecula now. Remember that. Not in the Valley. So, again, she'll take the first caller at 760-320-8255. Or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. Now, let's get back to Lake Tahoe, the Lake Tahoe area. Here's some more facts for you. The sun shines at Lake Tahoe approximately 274 days a year. Weather in the Sierras can be unpredictable, like it was last time I was here. It started snowing. It was sunny one day and snowing the next. But every month it averages 420 inches a year of snowfall. Okay. Snowfall, oh, here we go, at lake level. Annual snowfall averages is 125 inches. At alpine skiing elevation, the snowfall averages 300 to 500 inches a year. Okay, so they were given a couple statistics there. I told you about the fishing. Famous residents. Famous residents include and have included Charles Bronson, Cher, Natalie Cole, Sammy Davis Jr., Liza Minnelli, Wayne Newton, and the Captain and Tennille. And they won't tell me who's living up here now, but these, some of these people probably still have homes here. But this is one of those places where the celebrities like to come and just hang out and be regular folk like you and me. Now, movies filmed at Lake Tahoe, quite a few actually. Indian Love Call, starring Jeanette MacDonald, was the first movie to be filmed at Lake Tahoe in the 1920s. Subsequent films have included The Godfather, starring Al Pacino and Marlon Brando, and The Bodyguard, filmed at the Fallen Leaf Lake, starring Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. So see, Lake Tahoe has a lot of things going on up here. I mean, it's just not just a destination to get away and relax, even though it's great for that. It has a nice little population up here and has something for everyone. So with the maximum elevation is 6,229 feet, for those of you that maybe elevation bothers you, that is the lake facts and statistics. The length of the lake is 22 miles. The width is 12 miles. The maximum depth is 1,645 feet. The average depth is 989 feet. And the shoreline extends 72 miles. I told you it was large. Okay, and Valley's saying we have a winner.
Yes, we do. Just spoke with Steve from Cathedral City, and he's the winner of the tickets.
Okay.
Dun-da-da!
So thank you. Steve from Cathedral City will be going to the Big Band Blues Afternoon of Jazz in Old Town Temecula.
That'll be a great, that'll be so much fun.
That will be a lot of fun. So I will be giving Steve a call later and make sure he has all the details. And Valley, thank you so much over there.
You're ever so welcome.
Okay, all right. So always trying to get you guys out there and something different. Now, here's something I haven't talked about all hour long, but in the next hour, you are going to be able to register for a three-night stay here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. Three nights in a one-bedroom deluxe suite. This doesn't expire until December 12th. So this is a phenomenal. This package is valued over at $700. So in the second hour, not now, Valley will be taking reservations. Valley will be registering you for that trip to the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. Club Francois members, you are already registered, so please don't register again. Okay, don't take Valley's time up on the phone. All right, back to statistics on the lake here.
You have 2 minutes.
The surface is 193 square miles. And let's see, volume is 39 trillion gallons or 122 million acre feet of water. I mean, it really is staggering. That's why this is the highest lake of its size in the United States and the largest alpine lake in North America. Yes, it is, Valley. We are split. The Nevada-California line kind of is right there downtown. Casinos on one side, walk across the street, and you're in Southern California.
And you're on the California side?
And I am on the California side.
All right.
Yes, I am. Yeah, and it's easy. Like I said, I can walk downtown, or I can drive, take the bus. But I frankly don't even have to leave because there's so many things right around here, right around the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. So it's an easy drive again, folks. I went up 395 through Lone Pine, Bishop. There was a little road construction in Bishop, but not a big deal. Up by the Russian River, just beautiful. I'm really good. Okay, folks. All right. Well, I can't believe this hour's already gone by, and I'm going to wrap it up for now. We are coming back with three different guests, restaurants, wine tasting, and a lot more about the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. You are listening to Traveling with Francois, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here in News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs. When we come back, more from the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club in Lake Tahoe. I'm having a great time. Stick around. We will see you in 5 minutes.
Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot nightlife. I know what's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot nightlife. I know what's hot. It's never too late to get life.
Dennis Prager, Saturdays at 3. The Hot Talk is on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Nearing a vote on the jobs bill, senior White House advisor David Plouffe predicts Congress will vote on President Obama's $447 billion jobs bill next month. He says Congress cannot afford to delay anymore.
The question for Washington is, are we going to continue to play political games? Or are we going to say we can do something right now to create jobs?
Plouffe speaking on ABC's This Week broadcast. Questions about Rick Perry's frontrunner status in the Republican presidential field. Perry finished a poor second to political novice Herman Cain in a straw poll in Florida. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
They're all the same, says Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz on the Republican presidential field.
This will be a very stark contrast. They are all embracing and bear-hugging the Tea Party, moving to the right. They can't move to the right far enough.
Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus calls it a great field.
We're going to have a rigorous debate in this country on our side of the aisle. We are going to put up an articulate, intelligent alternative to this president.
Both were on CBS's Face the Nation. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Josh Fatale and Shane Bauer will make statements to reporters here in New York City later today. They arrived this morning on a flight from Oman. Iran released the two last Wednesday after more than 2 years' imprisonment. U.S. counterterrorism officials say the Obama administration is considering a military trial in the U.S. for a Hezbollah commander currently detained in Iraq. They say a tribunal at a U.S. military base may be the best way to deal with the case. A bizarre story from Chicago. Sir Wilfred Camalligan, arrested and jailed on charges he held his ex-girlfriend captive for 2 months in his apartment. She was treated for broken bones, bumps, and bruises. Neighbors are shocked.
That's a surprise. That doesn't normally happen around here.
Police say the woman was able to get help when Camalligan let her leave the apartment to run an errand. This is ABC News.
High levels of vitamin C are bad for you.
Ginkgo doesn't help.
Is good for memory.
Salt is detrimental, beneficial to your health.
Confused by all the nutritional information out there? Then trust your nutrition to New Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum, the number one selling multivitamin brand. With omega-3, probiotic, and fruit and veggie, Pro Nutrients work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients from Centrum. Help make nutrition possible. Now at Walmart.
Weeds! They multiply like rabbits and take over your garden. You keep pulling them out, but they keep coming back. Enough! I now have a garden where weeds don't grow. Use Preen Mulch Plus to block weeds for 6 months. Preen is a weed barrier that prevents weeds from growing in the first place. Preen is the only mulch that blocks weeds for 6 months, so you can enjoy your garden instead of always weeding it.